The week-long exercise called Max Thunder included some 80 U.S. and South Korean fighter jets, some of which flew from military bases in the United States. Commanders were simulating a rapid response scenario to defend against both air and missile attacks. Marine Corps pilot Captain Hugh Anderson says carrying out a large-scale operation of this type poses some major coordination and communication challenges.
For the briefings and debriefings and the mission plannings, it's just a language barrier. Working through, always having to go through an interpreter, and everything has to be said twice.
At the same time, on the southeast coast of the Korean Peninsula, more than 1,000 South Korean Marines with U.S. support conducted an amphibious landing exercise. While these joint military exercises were underway, a UN committee approved a resolution calling on the Security Council to refer North Korea to the International Criminal Court for alleged human rights violations. Pyongyang called the vote a hostile action and, in a statement read on state television, said it would respond by conducting new nuclear tests. While tensions remain high between the U.S. and North Korea, American military leaders say their defensive exercises are not planned in response to any specific threat or event. Air Force Colonel Ken Ekman is commander of the Kunsan Joint Exercises.
So certainly there are events that go on every day where tensions rise and fall on the peninsula. That's the nature of being here. The way we focus not so much on what's the current risk today, but what's the state of our readiness.
He says, however, these massive displays of force are intended to show North Korea and other countries in the region that the U.S. remains a dominant military power in Asia. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.